Okay. And then here. Here. No, how do I get out of that screen?
For the plane.
All right. So now we want to get AWOS.
What the hell is that?
Foxtrot Kilo Tango.
Oh my gosh.
Take off 1-8.
That's cool.
Foxtrot Kilo Tango, roger. Report mid left downwind.
Foxtrot Kilo Tango.
So AWOS was. One two four thousand four hundred feet.
Muskoka Automated Weather Observation System. Observation taken at 1946 Zulu. Wind 160 at 7. Wind variable 110 degrees to 200 degrees. Visibility greater than niner. Few clouds at 5,000. 11,000 scattered. Temperature 27. Dew point 15. Altimeter 297. Density altitude 2,500 feet. Muskoka Automated Weather Observation System. Observation taken at 1946.
Okay, so we have a bus. Good. We're going to use 1-8 for takeoff today. Right. Air brakes.
We can taxi over there to the left a bit. Oh, that taxiway, that yellow taxiway?
Yeah.
Then we can go that way. I think. We'll see. If not, we'll turn back, but I think we can do that. Wonder what that yellow sign says, but we'll find out. Ooh, that's nice.
Are you ever going to fly one of those?
I wish. I really want to. I want to go into private flying.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah. Oh, actually, I think we can.
Are you just turning around?
I think we can go down this road anyway. Yeah, I know it's fine. We'll turn around.
I just want to do a run-up check anyway.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can do it right here.
Right here is fine?
Yeah, that's fine.
So winds are variable, so we're much right where we want to be. That throttle 1,000 RPM. Engine instruments are in the green. Fuel selectors on both. Mixture full rich. Throttle 1,800 RPM.
Foxtrot Kilo Tango, wind downwind.
Foxtrot Kilo Tango, can you hear Roger, report final?
Charging.
Foxtrot Kilo Tango.
Okay, no local sign. Up. Theater panel. All lights functional, nothing stays on. Magneto check, checking left. Back to both. Checking right. Back to both. Okay. Throttle idle. Good. Back to 1,000. Sure, ground lean for
taxi. Fox Kilo Tango on final 1-8.
Autopilot right seat.
Fox Kilo Tango, Jim's radio. Roger, and will this be another touch and go?
How do we do a radio check to see?
Roger, report airborne.
Oh, sure. We can't do one.
Oh, we can't do one?
No, we can't do
okay.
one.
Yeah. We just assume it's working.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, engine instruments. Still in the green. Trim set takeoff. Try and get us back on time. Well, we got a little bit of a tailwind, I think, coming back anyway.
Yeah.
At least that's what the FDs were showing. Fuel quantity is sufficient. Fuel selector is on both. Doors and windows. We'll keep our windows open for now.
November Bravo Golf. Backs
are great. Seatbelts are on and secure on the left.
Is ready. November Bravo Golf.
Hey, just checking in to see if you're still monitoring the frequency.
On.
How much longer do you plan on being out there?
November Bravo Golf, we're at 1,500 feet, 3 nautical northeast of the airport, and we'll be another 10 minutes approximately.
November Bravo Golf, Roger.
We're good. All right. So now do we have to let them know that we're ready to taxi to?
No, we just taxi, so you can just turn around. I don't know if we can go that way.
I don't think so, because it ends at a certain point.
Oh, you saw it end?
Huh?
You saw it end.
Well, there was nothing really...
Oh, okay. Cool. Yeah, we'll turn around.
Because when we were taxiing back, backtracking back.
To the left of that line a little bit, the truck.
Up eggs and everything. That. We're now at the hold short lines. What do we do?
We can call them. Looks like a crosswind. We can depart 3-3 if you want. Like a left-hand crosswind here. You can look at the wind sock.
Oh, yeah.
So we can do 3-3. We can ask them, just hold short and just let them know that we could like we would like to depart 3-3 if it doesn't conflict traffic.
Right.
Because I know there's a lot of guys on 1-8, so if he wants us to backtrack, we'll backtrack.
Simmons Radio, Golf Bravo Foxtrot Romeo.
Golf Bravo Foxtrot Romeo, Timmins Radio.
Timmins Radio, we're currently holding short of runway 33. I would like to take off 33 heading towards Collingwood if possible.
36.
Or 36.
Bravo Foxtrot Romeo, there's no runway 33. Confirm runway 36 and wind on the hour. An active runway is 1-8. Wind on the hour 190 at 10 altimeter 299 or 8, and traffic circuits for runway 1-8, a lake amphib currently on, should be airborne off of 1-8, maybe in the left downwind.
What do we want to do?
Well, Flasher Romeo, we have the aircraft in downwind inside. We're just wondering if we can take off on runway 36 by any chance, because it's just a crosswind here.
Oh, Foxtrot Romeo, Roger, runway 36, and just stand by for update on the. You have him in sight. Is he in the left downwind?
Well, Foxtrot Romeo, that's correct. He's in left downwind. We can wait for him to take off again if he wants to wait.
Foxtrot Romeo, Roger, yeah, just with, yeah, you'll be taking off kind of right into his face.
Check, Bravo Foxtrot Romeo, yeah, we'll hold short until he's taken off again from his circuit.
Bravo Foxtrot Romeo, Roger, and will you be taking a left turnout?
Bravo Foxtrot Romeo, that's correct, we'll take a left turnout.
Wasn't so bad.
Yeah. Might as well do that because the winds are good. Saves us the backtrack.
It's not going to benefit us either way, right?
So
it's not going to benefit us going.
Yeah, exactly.
Lima, Quebec, say your full call sign and aircraft type.
We are a 176 Cutlass RG and Golf X-ray Lima, Quebec. Sorry about that.
Cessna 172, Golf X-ray, Lima, Quebec, 10 and 3.
Quebec is just
Currently, X-ray, Lima, Quebec, Roger, say your current distance to the north. Actually, Lima, Quebec, Roger, active runway 36 and 18, wind on the hour 190 at 10, altimeter 29er, minor 8. Traffic in a left downwind for runway 18 doing circuits is a Lake Amphib, and holding short of runway 36 for departure, southwestbound Cessna 172. Advisor intended runway, and how you plan to join the circuit?
Roger, okay, we'll go in for runway 18 on a right base. Runway 18,
X-ray Lima, Quebec. X-ray Lima, Quebec, Roger, runway 18, and report entering the zone.
I'll do 1200 until we get a new squawk code. We'll squawk 1200 until we get a new squawk code.
Roger, Kilo Tango, traffic inbound from the northwest, Cessna 172, estimating runway 18 in about 4 minutes.
Where's that amphib?
Timmons Radio, Bravo Foxtrot Romeo, do you know the position on that amphib there? We just lost sight of him.
Bravo Foxtrot Romeo, negative, break Foxtrot, Kilo Tango, say your position. X-ray Lima, Quebec. Roger, do you have the aircraft in the circuit in sight?
Negative. We'll keep an eye out. X-ray Lima, Quebec.
X-ray Lima, Quebec. Roger. Break. Foxtrot, Kilo, Tango. Stay your position.
On the climb out on 1-8.
Foxtrot, Kilo, Tango, Roger. Traffic inside 5 to the northwest is Cessna 172, landing runway 18, and taxiing for departure after the arrival of that 172 is a Cessna 172 departing runway 36 southwestbound.
Bravo Foxtrot Romeo, we're looking to line up for runway 36 southwestbound departure.
Bravo Foxtrot Romeo, negative, hold short. Another aircraft inbound for runway 18, a Cessna 172. They are left base.
Check, Bravo Foxtrot Romeo.
Runway so long, it's hard to see.
Quebec has direct sight. Is on right base for 18.
Right base. That's why we can't see him.
X-ray Lima, Quebec. Roger, and report final.
X-ray Lima, Quebec.
Bravo Foxtrot Romeo, that Cessna 122 is right base for runway 18.
Check Bravo Foxtrot Romeo, we'll hold short until they pass.
Bravo Foxtrot Romeo, Roger,
pardon?
By that time, this plane's going to be all the way
down
there.
Yeah, yeah. But I don't know if he's landing. Let's make him overshoot. Because at this point, we can't even backtrack, so we might as well just do this.
Timmons Radio, 3 Lima, Quebec, on final 418. Timmons.
X-ray Lima Quebec, roger. And after the touch and go, where are you headed back out to?
Southwestbound to Kitchener, X-ray Lima Quebec at 4,500 feet.
That's a touch and go, and then that amphib's turning downwind now, so we should be okay.
X-ray Lima Quebec, roger, and report airborne.
X-ray Lima Quebec.
Bravo Foxtrot Romeo, that's Cessna 172 on final for runway 18, is doing a touch and go southwestbound to Kitchener.
Okay, well, we'll wait for him to take back off, and then we'll line up on runway 36. Bravo Foxtrot Romeo.
Bravo Foxtrot Romeo, roger. And Bravo Foxtrot Romeo, I will just have to, I'll give you an update on the Lake Amphib doing circuits.
Check for Bravo Foxtrot Romeo.
Foxtrot Kilo Tango on left downwind, 18.
Foxtrot Kilo Tango, roger, and report final.
Foxtrot Kilo Tango.
Where is that aircraft on final?
I don't know.
The one that said, is there any touch and go?
I haven't seen him. On. Taxi light. Should I turn my taxi light off or just leave the banner?
We'll leave them all. We'll turn them all on.
Except for our strobe, right? We don't need our strobe.
No, it's okay.
Sometimes the strobe or the pulse light always gives you that weird.
Yeah. Where the heck is this guy? What the fuck?
How long of an approach is he doing? That final, right?
Yeah. Did he crash?
Fuck on one, let's hope that's not it. Women's radio, Golf Bravo Foxtrot Romeo. We're still waiting for that Cessna 172 to do a touch and go. Can we get a location update?
Bravo Foxtrot Romeo, roger. They should be short final now. That's Cessna 172. And the Lake Amphib in circuits is left downwind.
Where?
Okay, I have no idea where these guys are. Can't see any of them. We'll just have to wait till the amphib goes.
Oh, I see him.
Okay, there he is.
Not really short.
Not really at all.
He was going to come in right base, right?
Yeah.
It was a wide base. The winds are changing. We're going to be off with a tailwind.
That's fine, whatever. It's an 8,000 foot runway,
yeah,
we'll be okay.
Runway's long enough. Actually touched down?
Yeah, guess so.
Simmons Radio, X-ray Lima Quebec is airborne, 18, rather.
Waterloo Flight School.
X-ray Lima Quebec, roger, and report clear the zone to the southwest.
X-ray Lima Quebec.
Foxtrot Kilo Tango, see your position.
Foxtrot Kilo Tango, turning final on 18.
Oh my god.
Foxtrot Kilo Tango, roger, report airborne off the touch and go. Bravo Foxtrot Romeo, the Cessna 172 is airborne off of 18 southwestbound to climb to 4,500. And the Lake Amphib just reported final for runway 18. After he does his touch and go, should be able to get you up.
Thank you. We have the Cessna 172 in sight. We'll just wait for the Amphib to do their touch and go. Bravo Foxtrot Romeo.
Bravo Foxtrot Romeo, roger. Thank you.
So much for trying to get us there on time.
Right. We still have the hour. I'll have to extend with London again. That's all right.
This is kind of out of my control.
Yeah, you can't do anything about this.
never done a tailwind takeoff before, so this should be interesting.
It's gonna feel like it's not going up. It's just really get that nose up, and it's gonna take longer to go. It's not something you're supposed to do anyway, so.
What's that?
It's not something you're supposed to do anyway, yeah. So. I'm just saying it's okay because it's varying, and sometimes it is a crosswind, so it will be okay.
Well, it looks like it's switching to
crosswind. Yeah,
Kilo Tango on the go off 1-8.
It's not even, I don't think he's even touching.
Tango, Tango. Did
he even touch
down? Report mid-left downwind. Foxtrot, Kilo Tango.
Bravo Foxtrot, Romeo, departure at your discretion, report airborne and clear the zone.
Timmons Radio, Bravo Foxtrot Romeo lining up on 3-6 for southwest departure.
Bravo Foxtrot Romeo, roger, and what's your planned altitude?
4,500 feet, Bravo Foxtrot Romeo.
Bravo Foxtrot Romeo, roger.
Right hand.
Timmons Radio, actually, let me correct for the zone to the south, 2,000 feet climbing to 4,500 feet.
Right hand.
X-ray Lima, Quebec, roger, have a nice flight.
That cross in between, I mean, center line between your legs.
Your speed's alive, engine is in the green. Five, rotate.
Timmons Radio Bravo Foxtrot Romeo is airborne off runway 36.
Bravo Foxtrot Romeo, roger, is the left turn out confirm?
That's correct, left turn out. Left turn out, Bravo Foxtrot Romeo.
Bravo Foxtrot Romeo, roger, report clearing is on.
Report clearing is on, Bravo Foxtrot Romeo, thank you.
We have to let them know when we're departing the circuit?
The zone. He said to report that we're leaving the zone, so we're good until then. So you can just start turning en route after circuit altitude, and that's it. So right away when you turn, start looking at your track so that you know if you're going to be
how
to pick up your track.
What's your position?
Were they calling us?
No, November Uniform Echo, he called.
That's 172 Gulf, November Bravo Gulf, Timmons Radio.
So we're just going to climb, we're straight up to 4,500, right?
Yeah. Check your track so that you know how to turn on route and pick up your heading that you planned for.
Oh, we planned for... ...241. My tracks are off.
It's because of the winds. The winds changed. So how are you going to know when you're reporting the zone?
So once we pass this lake area,
cool,
is when we depart their zone. Give them their our current altitude when we're departing.
Yep.
Kilo Tango, what's your position?
Okay, do radio them in now, or?
Yep.
Timmons radio, Golf Bravo Foxtrot Romeo is leaving the zone at 3,900 feet.
Bravo Foxtrot Romeo, Rod, have a good day.
Thank you, Bravo Foxtrot Romeo. So, do we call Toronto terminal back, or do we?
You can, or you can just do 126.7 all the way now.
Timmons radio, this is Cessna Cutlass, Golf Kilo, Juliet, India.
We'll just make sure you talk to it at 126.7. Did he say bye? He said bye, right?
Cessna Golf, yeah,
so
Kilo,
now talk
Juliet,
to 126.7.
India, Timmons radio. Timmons radio, Kilo, Juliet, India, currently 24 miles southwest of...
...side of Pigeon Lake, if you're doing some upper air work at 4,000 feet.
Google traffic is Golf Fox Delta Hotel at 4,500 feet. Currently 10 miles southeast of the Lake Skugok, heading westbound towards city center. Golf Fox Delta Hotel.
Chico, did I drop my sheet?
Did you? It's right between your legs, app control.
You have control?
You have control. Cool, this one's yours. Take me back.
Alright.
I'll only interrupt if I see anything unsafe. Or if I can teach you something.
The Wabashin, we've got 12 minutes to Wabashin. Back on track here. Nowhere good to put your pen.
Yeah, I usually just hold it or put it on my jacket. I mean, shirt every time, but. I've seen some people with a pen that just hangs on here, so you always have it.
Hold on, haze. You can kind of see
yeah,
the...
Yeah, it's coming. You can see some showers, I think, over there.
Yeah.
Too. You can do a radio call position report somewhere, and then I also have Collingwood's frequency ready when you get to them, so you can talk to them.
Where are we? Morrison Lake.
And just say you just departed Muskoka so everyone knows.
Right. Morrison Lake traffic, Golf Bravo Foxtrot Romeo, currently at 4,500 feet, just departing Muskoka, heading southwest towards Collingwood. is nicely trimmed out. Now we just get to relax and...
Pardon?
Everything is nicely trimmed out, so now we just get to
relax. Yeah, exactly. Now you just worry about your checkpoints and your ground speed checks. Which isn't told there, so yeah. Get to enjoy the view.
Yep. Oh, I didn't get my time for when we departed. Did you by any chance get that?
Cessna 150 is currently 11 miles south, northeast of the airport.
Okay, we'll just say we departed 10 minutes ago.
Center at 4,500 feet, Golf Fox Delta Hotel. Watch out, traffic.
It'll be on your app later, so you can check it there. Right.
Yeah. 4-7 area traffic, Fox from Rebecca Charlie is currently 5,500 feet, transit southbound on route to city center.
We get the Peterborough at Pigeon Lake area, Tiger 335 is 3,500 feet southbound, 10 miles north of Pigeon Lake, 30 miles north of Peterborough for inbound search and rescue training at Peterborough.
Actually not bad, so Tiger 35. Based on the winds and everything, I plan track of pretty much 241, and it looks like, based on this, it's perfect.
Yeah.
Okay, high five for that one. Oh no, I just lost my tape.
I don't know if those are showers Campbell or... Campbell
area traffic, this is Lickhampton, Charlie Fox, yeah. Uniform, here.
I think it's showers,
the,
oh well, that's nice.
5 miles to around. The east, Campbell Herd VOR at 2,500 feet, en route to Stony Lake. Any conflicting report, Charlie Fox, Uniform, here.
I was talking to Amrish earlier. I said, you know, once I get my license... one of my friends lives up in,
No conflict?
No conflict. One of my friends lives up in, oh man, I can't even remember the town now. Stratford.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So I said, you know, maybe I can just fly out there, pick her up, and then, because she's one of my employees, and, you know, pick her up, drive her, or fly her back.
Corinthians, Jackson, Cessna 172, Gulf Sierra, Traffic Romeo. Practicing for air work at 4,000 and above between the west end of Pigeon Lake and Sturgeon Lake.
1.6 will be inbound the field. That's the field. 5 minutes, any conflicting. It's officer number Mike, 1267.
When did they make that rule?
I don't know, but maybe they don't trust people to do proper weight and balance by taking something extra on. Could be.
That's dumb.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do, right?
Oh, well, you can rent the plane somewhere else.
Good. Go down to...
Once you have your license, you can go anywhere, so... They'll lose business like that, so it's dumb.
You can go down to City Center and rent the plane.
Yeah, exactly.
Probably going to be a lot more expensive.
Yeah. No, well, apparently City Center's insane. The amount you pay for a duel at Brampton, you probably pay for a solo and... and Billy Bishop.
We're coming up to Wabash.
Watch your heading.
We want to be on the left side of
okay.
Wabash.
So this kind of a correction that you just did is called a visual correction. And then if we were doing an opening and closing correction, so let's say you were somewhere over here. So let's say we were somewhere over here in this area, and that looks like about 3 degrees from our track, from our starting point, right? And then that's 3 degrees, and then from our closing point, it looks like it's about 3 degrees as well. So if we add that 3 and 3, opening and closing angle, it's 6. So if we turn right 6 degrees from our current heading, then we'll go directly to Collingwood. That's opening and closing angle.
8 miles north of the airport, en route to the Trenton area.
Well, it's kind of like dead reckoning too, right? Which is
you're
picking out your course and making sure you're on track based on picking out landmarks. Right?
Yeah, the northern flying method is wherever you think you are, you literally put your finger on it. So right now you think you're right here, so your finger will stay there and it won't move for your whole thing. Whatever you do, you keep your finger in there and then you look up, you think you're over here, okay, you're going to move your finger there now.
and you keep moving your finger so that you always have a known point. Because, like, if you go up north,
to Delta Hotel.
There's, like, look at that area.
There's nothing.
Like, it's just lakes.
There's lakes, so how do you pick that?
But you can't pick that, so you have to, whatever your last known point is, you have to keep your finger on it.
Delta Hotel.
And it gets worse and worse as you go up north.
Has a visual for the city center. We'd like to close the flight plan.
Roger, Delta Hotel, roger, VFR flight plan is closed, alerting service terminated. The automatic altimeter Oshawa on the...
Where is that coming from?
Huh?
Where is that getting picked up?
Altimeter 997, thank you. Golf Box to Delta Hotel.
We're going to talk to London. Tell them to revise your ETA till 5 o'clock. London Radio, this is 1 Cessna 172 Golf Bravo Foxtrot Romeo.
Cessna 172 Golf Bravo Foxtrot Romeo, London Radio.
Golf Bravo Foxtrot Romeo, we want to revise your ETA for 2100, please.
Bravo Foxtrot Romeo, roger, I'll make that change. ETA for Brampton 2100 Zulu.
Affirmative, Golf Bravo Foxtrot Romeo, thank you. Cool. You can put Collingwood again and we can keep going.
It is now 4:24.
How's our track looking?
I'm gonna move over just a bit here.
Like showers over there.
Yeah, I was looking at that too.
Midland traffic.
Looks like right by the shore too.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah, cool, we get to fly to, yes.
He's half over the edge.
I like rain.
It took us... And
have you flown through rain before?
Once, right before my solo, but it was like very light rain.
Okay, it's fun. Make sure you put in Collingwood's frequency in the standby just to have it ready. I changed it, sorry, for London. But you understand how you can change the ETA now with London?
Yep, I do.
Cool. Even if you have to do a diversion or anything, like if you saw a thunderstorm popping up over there and you decided to do a diversion from here directly to, let's go to Brampton, you can do one right here. You can even ask for vectors or you can plant one.
Right. So, let me see how we're doing here. Oh, too many things all over the place here. Alright. My machine, 4:24. We got there in 14 minutes. Nope, that's not. Almost 20 minutes. 19 minutes. We're going a lot slower than what we planned.
Yeah, it looks like an 87 knot ground speed. Fun. you can do two things. You can either add, or one thing, you can either add RPM to about 24, try and get faster, or you can just stay the same and give me a revised ETA, whatever you want. Either way, you're doing a revised ETA, but if you want to get faster.
Right.
Actually, yeah, let's do 2400 RPM, because otherwise we're going to take like 450 minutes to do this. Yeah, there we go. At about 100 knots now.
I'll base it off of 100 knots. Like the wind is moving out of our way a little bit.
No!
Oh, you know what? We're headed straight for it.
What?
We're headed straight for it.
Yes!
Take us 4.5 minutes.
Watch your heading. I don't even know if that's rain.
Well, I don't know. It's hard to say. It's like haze, or it could be rain.
It looks like it doesn't have a cloud above it. That's really weird.
Yeah.
Well, we'll find out. There's rain there for sure.
Yeah. Hard to trim out when the RPMs are so high.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's absolutely no cloud there, but it's
dark. It's really weird. Might just be a shadow, I don't really know.
From what though?
I don't know. One of these TCUs maybe?
Maybe there's a cloud right beyond that, we can't really see it.
So weird. That's the weirdest thing I've seen. Altitude. Might just be a shadow.
Cooktown traffic, this is Oscar Yankee Romeo, currently 4,000 feet, just to the south, southwest of Ennisdale Beach, en route to Brampton.
The heck?
It's weird, eh?
I guess it's just a shadow from... I have no idea, man.
There's
another airport right there.
500 on
and there was a thunderstorm there. You could land right there if you wanted to.
6 miles east off the Muskoka Airport.
Huh.
No, it doesn't look like we're getting closer to it, but... Well, that's kind of...
I think it's just this cloud shadow. I have no idea. Might just be the glare of... What the... Oh! I think it's further there.
I see the shadow over the lake, too.
Right? Yeah, I think it's over there, like really far away. Oh, yeah. It's all, yeah, all the rain's over there. True. Is that a heavy rain cloud? Get ready to do a diversion if we need to, okay?
Then, 2 minutes.
Wait, 3 passengers? I have a flight in a bit with 3 passengers in the 52.
What? You can't. There's
I just booked it.
There's only
in
my
two
head.
Seats
in a
that makes no sense. Uh-oh.
The two-seater, isn't it?
Yep. It's either being a cancellation or I'm going to disappoint some people. Yeah, the rain's over there. That makes sense. Keep an eye out for any lightning, anything like that.
Oh, there's cloud right here, actually.
Yeah. I see it.
I think it's just shadow from the... I don't think it's actually rain.
I think that might be rain over there.
Oh, straight ahead, yeah, on the other side of the lake, yeah.
We might just pass it, hopefully. If not, get ready to do a diversion from... if we start seeing that it's really thick, because I think I see it as a towering cumulus. I just don't want to get into a thunderstorm today. Don't feel like it.
Can we go direct to Brampton?
Yeah, we can go direct to Brampton from... If we can't get to Colling, we'll just do it from the edge
okay.
of the lake right there, and we'll plan a diversion to go Orangeville. Okay? If we can. Or, yeah, to Orangeville. There's rain here. There's four scatters of rain. You see all that? We're getting boxed in right there. What's Toronto's frequency again? 124.02, right?
Yes.
Toronto, this is Cessna 172 Golf for Officer Romeo.
Air Canada 2068, Roger, thank you. Air Canada 2068, if that speed restriction puts you high at 2 volts, that's okay.
Okay, we can, thanks.
Delta Alpha Kilo, what's your destination?
Hamilton, sir.
Sorry, where?
We're going to Hamilton.
Delta Alpha Kilo, Roger, thank you.
Constant, hello, Skydive Zulu is back with you on the climb for 3,900 for 11,500.
Skydive Zulu, Toronto, you need to respond to
that.
Yeah. That's a big band of rain.
You see Collingwood? Toronto, this is Golf Bravo Foxtrot Romeo.
Golf Foxtrot Romeo, maintain VFR, squawk 1200, air cleared on route.
Check cleared on route, Bravo Foxtrot Romeo. Didn't even take us, okay. Cool, I guess we're staying on frequency.
I think because they saw us squawking VFR.
Yeah, but he didn't have a code out. He usually just give us a new code, but whatever. Holy crap.
Oh wow. That's really thick.
Where's Collingwood? It's right through it, eh?
Yeah.
Let's plan a diversion from the edge right here. I don't want to keep going. Unless you see it. Is it? I think it's in the rain.
Well, isn't it straight right on the other side of this bank here?
Yeah, I don't want to go through that. I think it's a thunderstorm. I think it might be developing. So let's plan a diversion from the edge right here. Of the edge of Wasega Beach. Right there.
6-7 traffic, Perry Sound area.
Yeah, I'll do it.
8-5-0 to 3,500 feet, straight to runway 17 Perry Sound, landing about 2 minutes straight in 17.
To Orangeville. Just get a heading first, and we'll just head right there. You can give me the times and stuff later. Just get me a heading, and let's get on route there. And another thing what you could do is flight plan like that, right here, and then you can go press push cursor, go over CNC3, press direct 2, and they can get a heading as well.
Oh, okay.
What's Toronto's frequency? 123. What's London's frequency, sorry?
123.475?
Yep. I'm going to do direct, enter, 180 heading, turn left, 180. London, this is Cessna 172, Golf Bravo Foxtrot Romeo. Cool. So circle, circle, line, line, running distance, Mocha time, you can start doing the rest of it now. ETA, ET, all that stuff. And distance, calculations. It's like a normal divergence. Stay at 4,500 feet, please.
Oh,
it's not that bad. You can see through it, so.
Look at all those cells right there.
Yeah,
right
there's a lot of cells. That's what I was thinking. That's why I didn't want to keep going, because we would have flown through all four of those.
Yeah.
Looks like we're going to go to Borden a little. Are we going to go through Borden?
Oh, yeah, it's going to come really close. We have to.
We might just do a little bit of an right turn. We'll follow the GPS, but. What's the London frequency here? Do you have a CFS?
Yeah, it's in my bag.
Okay, I'll grab it. Want to see how to give a pie wrap?
Yes, please.
Cool. Keep an eye out for lightning, Paul.
Yep. I think we're going to get really close to those clouds if I keep climbing.
That's okay. We're still going to be clear of them, so I'll be okay. Well, I'm okay with it. Just that's the fact is that we're filed 45, so I don't want to go lower without telling them.
Okay.
Because they expect us to be at that altitude. London FIC. /23/2/5. What's our new ETA? Before I call them and let them know.
I was going to do that, and then I stopped.
It looks like it's about 20 minutes from here, so I'm just going to say 21 minutes, okay? All right. Just keep checking your track, do it like a divergent, plan everything, circle, circle, line, line, heading distance, smoke and time. So the whole acronym with brief, let's do that entire thing. I'm going to talk to London over here. London Radio, this is Cessna 172, Golf, Bravo, Foxtrot, Romeo. This is Golf, Bravo, Foxtrot, Romeo. Currently at 4,500 feet, we departed Muskoka for Branson.
Golf Bravo
Fox Short Romeo, we're just letting you know that we did a diversion here from Wasega Beach because we just saw we were just about to fly into about 5 cells of rain, heavy rain here. Looks like tower cumulus as we had seen on the radar, and look like they're developing into thunderstorms here.
Sir, so you're going back to Branson, new ETA.
We're heading back to Brampton. Our ETA should still be 21:05. Should be around the same time, but just wanted to let you know we're getting off track here.
The ETA as is, what is
21:05 for Bravo Foxtrot Romeo.
Out of the hour at 2:09.
Perfect, thank you, Bravo Foxtrot Romeo. We're switching back to on-route frequency. What town is this at all, do you know? Or this is probably Creemore, right? Yeah, it's Creemore, I'm pretty
that
sure.
That one right over there?
Yeah.
I believe so. I think that's the one that we passed.
We did this. Yeah, it should be Creemore. Just make our position report over Creemore, or over past Creemore to the left, heading towards Brenton.
Okay.
Keep checking your track, everything is the diversion.
Collingwood traffic, Golf Bravo Foxtrot Romeo, currently at 4,500 feet, heading southbound to Brampton, just to the east of Creemore.
Fun flight. You good?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. Yeah, just keep your heading, keep doing your track. We're en route. We're good. You can do another direct two if you want. Just go direct two. Press direct. CC3, yeah. Press enter. Activate it. Good. Press enter again. There you go. Now you have the 177. You can follow that. Gordon is somewhere there. We're passing it. That's good. I'm going to put 123.025, practice air frequency. Once we get closer to Mansfield, we can start talking to them. Cool. I wanted rain. We got rain.
There you go. I think I made you happy a little bit.
You didn't fly through it, though.
Well, kind of. Look, there's wetness on the windshield. That counts as rain, no?
Yeah, you have to clean all the bugs.
Look at that, eh? Just kind of coming down. It always scares me when I see stuff like that, because I'm like, that could turn into a funnel cloud.
Yeah,
and then,
exactly.
Oh, yeah, look, feel the turbulence, eh?
Yeah.
There we go, putting what we learned in theory into practice. Take a picture of that cloud right there, and that's amazing.
Oh yeah, I will.
Look at that, we're grounding 121. That's crazy.
Wow.
Not bad for a Cessna 172 R model.
Yeah, those are slow. It's weird because, like, now we go past, there's nothing.
Yeah. We're going to land back in sunny Brampton.
Oh, look at that.
That's amazing, isn't it? That's why I said you should take a picture.
Yeah, it's
of that,
developing. Isn't it? It's going to get lower and lower. That's so cool. A little bit of a verg. If you look to the right here, off control, you can see Virga right there.
Oh, yeah.
That's Virga. It's not touching the ground yet.
Wow.
Cool. You have control.
I have control. Did you take a picture of that one?
Yeah, I did. You want to take one? You can take one if you want.
No, no, my phone is doing the whole tracking thing right now, so. Get us back on track over here.
Just now we'll start talking to Mansfield VOR area now. 123, we'll give it practice area frequency. 4,500. And keep tracking. Because this leg is taking us direct to Brampton.
Yeah.
We want to go to Orangeville and then inbound.
Right.
So keep looking for Orangeville. You can see the wind farms over there. And that looks like Shelbourne right there, too.
Charlie Golf Fox Tango Romeo, currently at 3,300, just to the north of northeast of Orangeville and down to Brampton.
Are you going to talk to them? Are you going to give a practice report for practice area?
Yeah. So where are we? Just
Alliston, Shelbourne right there. That's Alliston, Shelbourne's right there. Wind farms are right there. Orangeville should be somewhere in front of us over there.
So what is that, about 5-10 nautical miles?
Yeah.
And? Alliston traffic, Golf Bravo Foxtrot Romeo, currently 10 miles to the west of Alliston at 4,500 feet, heading southbound to Orangeville.
Brampton Unicom, Golf Bravo Foxtrot Romeo.
Golf Foxtrot Romeo, go ahead.
Southwest Romeo, we're just wondering if you got power up on the rain in the north.
Southwest Romeo, we do not, but if you'd like to use one.
Looks like just past Mansfield VR to the north, heavy rain. We just came from Collingwood area. There's heavy rain all over Lake Simcoe, correction, yeah, Georgian Bay. And you can also see a cell coming up just past Luther Lake.
Professor Romeo, thank you.
Or left downwind 1-5.
Zero traffic, this is Oscar Yankee Romeo, currently at 3,500 just over Orangeville, descending to 2,500 on route back to Brampton.
Water practice area, this is Charlie Bravo November, currently at 4,500 over Conestoga, heading towards Elmira to keep
that
heading
Orangeville
on route
site?
Northwest.
What's that?
Do you have Orangeville on site?
Orangeville is straight down.
Yep. So you can see the Orangeville Reservoir right there. Yep. So you can descend down before that for the altitude that we need.
Where's the Three Sisters?
So they're right there.
You see it, or am I just...
Three Sisters? Yeah, yeah, I see it.
Oh, yeah, I see it.
There, yeah. It's like your planning didn't want to be used today.
Yeah, I know. It was kind of all over the place,
yeah.
Right? I think part of the whole cross-country is... being able to do the dead reckoning.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
You know, like, just to make sure that you're going to the right place.
Traffic at work field.
I usually brief, like if a thunderstorm came and stuff like that, what to do. And now you know, right? Like you can either land at an airport, turn around, or do a diversion. Those are the three things. And then now you know, you plan the diversion first, get en route, talk to London, tell them you're doing it, get a new ETA, all that stuff. So it's pretty easy. Yeah. You just got to follow the same procedures.
Practice area traffic uniform Zulu Zulu 5.
Now you know why we do circle circle line line head distance multiple times fuel up assess, right? Because you want to do all that. Today we were lucky we could stay high. We were able to stay 45 or 4,000. But if we were at maybe the thunderstorm was bigger, we would have had to go down to like 2,000 feet away from cloud, and I would have been like. And then Mocha would have come in and all that stuff would have come
right.
in, right?